I just wanted you to just to give a quick little explanation. You mentioned briefly about the 49 songs. Now, I don't know how many people here know what that means.
Well, I learned about, well, there the songs that are sung, my experience with them is being at a way it's, I probably even Indian school, Indian boarding school. I went to Indian boarding school, which was not your usual. I mean, we still had the Bureau of, it was a Bureau of Indian Affairs school, so we still had that very militaristic thing going on, but we also had teachers that were some of the finest artists, and it was, we had a lot of hippie teachers, so you can imagine the collision of cultures, and then we could slip right through it. But the 49 songs are the songs you get together and sing, social songs, usually after late at night when everybody's feeling lonely and sad for home and they're far away. I think they emerged probably out of the cities when people, native peoples, would go to urban areas and get lonely, and so that they'd go out and hang out, you know, after the bars close or after, you know, late, and get together with each other, share songs. And, you know, one of them was starting in the, even in the stomp dance, was being, you know, buried in that stomp dance, and I didn't go farther into it. We didn't have enough time. But he actually goes in and starts seeing a commercial, a TV commercial, about, not a, a TV, you know, about the Beverly Hillbillies. He winds it through, you know, through that song. But that's what they were, is, you know, songs, love songs, I used to love you, but I don't love you anymore songs. Yeah,
yeah, and they were with traditional beats, but uh-huh. sung in English,
yeah,
with some really funny words. And a lot of the drum groups have a lot of fun with those 49 songs. I wish I could sing a couple, but you want to hear me sing.